For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a 1-0 3-on-3 overtime winner on Friday night, joined by Adam Flamang, assisted on the game winner. I've got a gazillion questions I'd like to ask you about St. Cloud a few weeks ago, but after, you know, the emotions of a winner, let's focus on the positives.
There you go. I like it.
What was the elation like when you're passing the puck over to Oliver and you're like, he's going to score this goal?
Yeah, no, it's awesome, especially after losing four straight. It was nice to get a win at home, and Piercy did an unbelievable job finishing that puck, and yeah, just an unbelievable feeling.
You guys just flat out played better Friday night. Is there any one particular area that stands out to you?
I think we're just growing. You know, we got a new group of guys, a lot of guys in new spots, so it takes time, you know, and so every day we come to the rink trying to get better, and this week we focus on the D zone and the penalty kill, and obviously there's a zero on the scoreboard, so it was we did a good job of that tonight, so that was awesome.
Earlier this week, Casper Magnuson told me, he goes, you know what, I think we're trying to find out yet what it's like to play Beaver hockey and what it takes to win. You've been here long enough. What does it take to play Beaver hockey to get a win?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot that goes into that, and it's a low game in the offensive zone. It's blocking shots, it's finishing hits, it's take care of the D zone, puck management, winning the pits, as Coach Peters used to say, and Tom now says, having a guy out front, just outworking the other team is Beaver hockey, and it was a battle tonight, and we came out on top.
Every team tries to do all those things that you just said. What makes it the culture here?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously it started with Coach Peters coaching Tom, and now it's Tom coaching us, and it's just been tradition that's how the Beavers play, and you kind of hear other coaches talk about it in their pregame interviews and postgame interviews, and yeah, we just try to build off what the people came before us did, and and it makes it fun. I mean, when you're playing hard and you're physical, you earn the win. It's a lot more fun than cheating for offense.
What was it like seeing the ovation for Matt Reed? And I'm sure you know a little bit about what he meant to this program back in his playing days.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. He's the greatest Beaver to ever play here, so it's pretty cool to see him get inducted to the Hall of Fame. And, Joe was awesome.
How long did it take you once you got on campus to kind of learn about that Frozen Four team and what those guys were able to accomplish?
Yeah, right away. I mean, they talk about it all the time, what it took. And, I mean, it wasn't a perfect year for him, so it kind of, when you're going through a tough time of the year, coach will bring it up and say, hey, it wasn't perfect when we went to the Final Four. So there's always always room for improvement, and just keep going.
Where can you guys get better on Saturday?
I think having a guy out front. And when we had our low game going, it was really good. And when we didn't, we had some turnovers that could have ended up in the back of our net, and Razor stood strong. So I think improving on our low game as well as maybe cleaning some things up in the D zone. But, yeah.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.